Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or perhaps good evening, wherever you happen to find your ears to be situated on the time stream whilst listening to this particular episode of the podcast. Firstly, I just wanted to say, hey, those are some nice time-travelling ears you've got there. And secondly, we're still looking for stories, so if you're a writer, head over to theotherstories.net/submissions and check out our current submission themes, time travel, alternative realities, space, post-apocalypse, mythology, and doppelgangers. Once again, there's more information at theotherstories.net/submissions. Today's episode is Technolepathy, written by Sarah Jane Justice and narrated by Alexandra Elroy.
Participants all settled in? Dr. Benson knew he was required to ask the question, despite the multiple screens of camera footage in front of him that could easily provide the answer. Verbal confirmation was an established part of the protocol.
All settled?
Dr. Aldred sat down, checking the list in front of her.
Waves all signed, setup completed, systems running, ready to go.
Excellent.
Dr. Benson stared at the display in front of him, unable to keep the grin from his face. He knew that there was still plenty of work ahead of him, but he could already see where it might lead. Pending a successful experiment, he would become the creator of the next great leap in communications technology.
Sent the first broadcast.
Dr. Aldred nodded, leaning closer to her screen.
Sending now.
Welcome to the final stage of trials for Technolepathy. By signing up for this experiment, you are joining us in making history. Shifting through camera angles, Dr. Benson could see the participants in their individual booths, reading the broadcast as it flashed onto their monitors.
The walls of your stations are soundproof. It is of the utmost importance that you remain silent for the duration of the trial and communicate with us only through the computer we have provided. We want to ensure that you are equipped to start hearing with your mind rather than your ears.
Dr. Benson flicked his eyes between the test subjects, watching them with intent focus. This was a group that had been carefully selected and screened through a rigorous process. He was certain that they were well suited to the task at hand, but he knew all too well that human beings were the most unpredictable element of any experiment. Test instructions will be sent to you in due course. We ask that you pay close attention to your screens. Please note that you may receive an internal broadcast through the Technolepathy system at any point. Prepare your minds to the best of your ability and let us know as soon as you receive a message. Dr. Aldred sat back from her screen, making sure to follow the strict protocol at every step. Looking up at the footage streaming in from the cameras, she nodded when she was confident that all participants were ready to begin.
Sending text broadcast to participant Alpha.
Confirmed.
Dr. Benson walked through the procedure without looking away from the screens for a second. As Dr. Aldred typed, he could see the message as it appeared on the monitor in front of participant Alpha.
It is your turn to send a message using the Technolepathy system. Please type out the exact wording of your message before sending it, as per the instructions provided.
Dr. Benson highlighted the footage of participant Alpha's booth, watching as the text appeared on the screen in front of her. As the test subject paused to check her notes, Dr. Benson barely allowed himself time to blink. After a moment of thought, participant Alpha began typing.
Hello. I'm keeping this message simple. Hello. Hello.
Dr. Aldred sprang into action, ensuring that detailed records were being kept of every movement.
Sending second text broadcast to participant Alpha.
Confirmed.
With his eyes darting from screen to screen, Dr. Benson continued to watch.
Please use the Technolepathy system to send your message to participant Bravo.
When she was confident that the protocol was being followed, Dr. Aldred stared at the screen with the same level of concentration as Dr. Benson. Switching through the various cameras, she highlighted the footage of participant Bravo, sitting bored and idle in his own booth. As their monitor beeped to let them know that participant Alpha had sent her message, they saw participant Bravo sit bolt upright with visible shock.
There it is. Dr. Benson jumped to his feet. You saw that?
Confirmed.
Dr. Aldred grinned over her notes, struggling to focus on the procedure. On the screen in front of them, participant Bravo began to type.
Hey, pretty sure I just received a message.
Tears of pride prickled in Dr. Benson's eyes, but he kept them carefully in check, continuing to focus on the screen. Next to him, Dr. Aldred shifted back towards her monitor.
Sending response to participant Bravo.
Confirmed.
Thank you. Please provide details of the message you received.
Dr. Benson gripped the desk in front of him as he stared at the footage streaming through to the screen. In his isolated booth, participant Bravo nodded and began to type.
The message said, "Hello. I'm keeping this message simple. Hello, hello."
Through the screens that lined their observation desk, both Dr. Aldred and Dr. Benson could see the nervous excitement on the face of the test subject. It was clear that participant Bravo was well aware of the importance of that moment and was honored to have been a part of it. Unable to hide her own grin, Dr. Aldred stumbled through her record-keeping before turning back to the screen.
Thank you. Please stand by for further contact.
Dr. Aldred watched participant Bravo sit back in his booth, glancing sideways at Dr. Benson. She could see that he was standing rigid in place, glued to the camera footage in front of him. With a curt nod, Dr. Aldred turned back to the protocol.
Sending text broadcast to participant Echo.
Confirmed.
As she reached towards the keyboard, Dr. Aldred frowned when an unexpected message appeared on her monitor. Seeing his colleague's hesitation, Dr. Benson finally looked away from the camera footage. What's that?
It's from participant Delta.
Dr. Aldred read the message.
Must be a mistake. A vivid imagination, most likely.
Hi, I just got a message.
Exchanging a concerned look with Dr. Benson, Dr. Aldred shrugged before typing a response.
Thank you. Please provide details of the message you received.
Dr. Benson barely felt the tightness in his own clenching jaw, focusing intently as Dr. Aldred highlighted the footage of participant Delta. The two of them watched as the test subject nodded, looking just as excited as participant Bravo.
Sure thing. It said, we're ready.
Vivid imagination, Dr. Benson repeated, leaning over Dr. Aldred for a closer look.
That's the only possibility, she shrugged. Everything goes through the control panel. We don't have anything set up that could...
Hi there. My turn, I guess. Am I doing this right?
Dr. Aldred and Dr. Benson both shifted forward as they tracked the message from participant Charlie. Feeling a shiver rip through her chest, Dr. Aldred struggled to adjust the protocol to the situation at hand.
Thank you. Please provide details of the message you received.
Dr. Benson stood with his nose almost touching the screen, staring at participant Charlie as she typed.
It said, "You've made this easy. We're ready."
Dr. Aldred shook her head, her frown deepening as she sent the appropriate response to participant Charlie. Without knowing what else to do, Dr. Benson stood in place and watched the footage of each participant jumping to attention in their individual soundproof booths. The control panel whirred and beeped as message after message arrived on Dr. Aldred's screen.
Requesting permission to listen in to the Technolepathy broadcasts.
Permission granted.
Moving as fast as she could, Dr. Aldred adjusted the equipment while Dr. Benson remained standing in place, slowly rising in volume. Radio static began to flood through the deck. With the push of another set of buttons, the static began to bleed into the sound of voices.
It's certainly very kind of you to help us in such a way.
That was participant Delta.
Dr. Aldred jumped to her feet.
That was definitely his voice. Are the subjects somehow sending unauthorized broadcasts? Is that even something Technolepathy is configured to do?
No, Dr. Benson muttered. It's not. Besides, I was watching his booth. It really didn't look like he was...
Who are you to suggest how things appear? So many controls, and yet you control so little.
Was that participant Alpha?
Dr. Aldred switched through screens.
It sounded like her, but it's not coming through the system, not anywhere I can see.
Dr. Benson shook his head in silence, staring at the screen and listening to the messages that were rapidly firing through the speakers.
We know you didn't plan for this, but don't worry, we're happy to take over.
Dr. Aldred gasped, despite her efforts to remain calm. The message came through in a voice that was deep and gruff, not belonging to any of the participants. It held an edge of inhuman darkness, a fearsome sound that would have come across as demonic to anyone more superstitious than Dr. Aldred.
You will come to know us. You will come to remember this day.
Is this a prank?
Dr. Benson demanded, refusing to look away from the camera footage.
Is the experiment compromised? With all the cost that has gone into this?
I don't know.
Dr. Aldred shook her head.
I'm hoping that whatever it is, the culprit will...
We are ready. We are through. We are here.
Dr. Aldred yelped as the words blared through the deck in a dozen voices. Every voice they had just heard blurred together in perfect unison, without the impact of any audible intent or emotion. After the words were left to echo and fade out into empty air, the control deck fell silent, the broadcast returning to radio static. On the screen, the test subjects were looking around in confusion, with varying degrees of discomfort on their faces. When Dr. Aldred saw participant Alpha lean forward to type, she turned back to her monitor in anticipation of receiving the message.
Wow, that was intense.
Shaking her head, Dr. Aldred turned back to Dr. Benson. With a deep sigh, he shrugged in silence, still staring at the screens in front of him. Dr. Aldred took a careful moment to collect her thoughts before returning to her keyboard.
Thank you, all participants. We appreciate your time
effort and patience, the test has reached its conclusion. Your doors will be opened momentarily, and our staff will be ready to sign you out. Your input to this experiment is highly valued. Although the participants were visibly dazed and confused, Dr. Aldred could see them shrugging it off as they collected their belongings and stood up. Dr. Benson continued to stare at the screens, his expression heavy with dread.
This is going to take a lot more time to figure out.
Probably some sort of glitch.
Dr. Aldred sighed.
This is completely new technology, and we have to anticipate that sometimes it won't perform the way we expect it will.
Yes.
Dr. Benson rubbed his eyes, finally looking away from the screens.
Very true.
He reached over to start shutting down the equipment, carefully moving between machinery until only the more basic devices remained active. All right, he grimaced, watching the participants shuffle in place as they waited for the doors to open. Send them home. Dr. Aldred nodded, abandoning the standard protocol as she sent the command to open the doors. Together, the two of them watched the subjects shrug and mutter until, out of nowhere, every one of them snapped their heads around in perfect unison to look directly at the cameras.
Thank you. We won't forget this. Nor will any of you.
Dr. Aldred grabbed her head with both hands when she felt the silent broadcast hit. When she saw Dr. Benson lurch over to check the equipment, she knew that he had received the same message.
It's completely switched off.
Dr. Benson's face turned a sick, ghostly pale as he repeatedly checked the machines to confirm that no element of the technolepathy system was currently functional.
You've done enough. We don't need anything else from you. We're ready.
Dr. Aldred felt herself shudder as she looked at her colleague to confirm that he, too, had received the message.
You'll hear from us again. They'll all hear from us again.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Technolepathy was written by Sarah Jane Justice, narrated by Alexandra Elroy, edited by Carl Hughes, with music by Chris Zabriskie and Tom Robson, and sound effects provided by freesound.org. The episode illustrations provided by Luke Spoon of Carry On House. Sarah Jane Justice has had horror fiction published by Black Hair Press, Eerie River Publishing and Dead Set Press. She's also a poet, songwriter and spoken word artist whose work has taken her as far as the Sydney Opera House. Find more of her writing at sarahjanejusticewriting.com. Alexandra Elroy is a bilingual voice actress and writer who lives in the Netherlands. She loves everything to do with stories, especially creative and playful horror. Her favourite voices to do are witches, goblins and crazy computers. When she is not voicing, writing or mummying, which is all the time apparently, she directs plays that she adapted from classic novels such as Pride and Prejudice, Death on the Nile and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can help support the show over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. You can join our book club and movie club and chat about the podcast over at facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver. T-shirts and mugs and posters and comic books are available at gumroad.com/hawkandcleaver. The Other Stories is a production of the Story Studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. Until next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.